The prophet Elijah fled from the presence of King Ahab because he feared the vengeance of Queen Jezebel. He set out on foot for a long journey, heading south, and came to Beersheba. Then he crossed the wilderness of the Sinai Peninsula and reached Mount Horeb, the mountain of God, where he spent the night in a cave. The word of the Lord came to him. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" The prophet was aware that he had left Israel out of fear and discouragement, without consulting God. "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty," he replied. "The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord knew that a fresh revelation of divine authority and power would restore Elijah's faith in the God he served. So he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Suddenly a mighty powerful wind tore the mountain and shattered the rocks, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind there was an earthquake. The mountain of God shook and trembled, and the ground split open, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. Then there came a fire. Flames shot up into the sky, and the whole mountain was burning, but the Lord was not in the fire. As Elijah watched the terrifying forces of nature break loose, he was aware that God was demonstrating his almighty power through the elements he had created, but that he was not in them. He knew that God was infinitely greater and more powerful than any force in the universe. After the wind, the earthquake, and the fire, there came a quiet whisper that could hardly be heard, a calm, soft murmur. Then Elijah understood that God was revealing himself gently and with infinite kindness. As he knew the Lord was there, he pulled his cloak over his face, lest he should see God, and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. The voice spoke to him again, asking the same question. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" The prophet replied like the first time, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." Elijah had cherished the hope that the people of Israel would abandon idol worship, but no such thing had happened. The evil queen was still in power, and the people worshipped Baal. Elijah's task, however, was not over. God said to him, "Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Syria. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah, to succeed you as prophet." Elisha had been chosen by God to carry on the prophetic ministry after Elijah's departure. All these men were called to punish Israel's idolatry. Then God told the prophet that he was not the only one still faithful to the Lord in Israel. There were 7,000 men among the people who had not bowed down to Baal, nor adored him. "I have reserved these 7,000 in Israel," said the Lord. So Elijah left Mount Sinai, crossed the desert, and went to Abel-Meholah in the Jordan Valley, where Elisha lived. He found Elisha ploughing with 12 yoke of oxen. Elijah went up to him, threw his cloak around him, and continued on his way. The young man knew that he was to follow Elijah, so he left his oxen and ran after the prophet. "Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye," he said, "and then I will come with you." "Go and come back," Elijah replied. So Elisha went back and gave a farewell feast to the people. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his attendant. Next episode, Ahab defeats Ben-Hadad.